God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you need to, put something up on your mirror. Something on your car dash, whatever it is. Gifts of the Spirit. And just look at the word of wisdom and go, Word, I want me some word of wisdom. Oh, word of wisdom. Some of us, well, I don't even know what this. If you knew what it was, you'd be going, oh, I want me some word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Oh, I want some word of knowledge. Oh, I want some discerning of spirits. Oh, I want some special faith. I want some working of miracles. I desire. Now, when you say this, let's desire it corporately. Not just I'm claiming all nine for myself. Because he's already said, for to one is given. And to another is given. So we're not all going to have the same manifestations, and yet all of us can expect some manifestation. But what we should do, see, he's not writing to John Smith at the church at Corinth. He's writing to the whole church at Corinth, and we can read it like he's talking to the whole church in Branson here, yes, Faith Life Church. And he's telling all of us, desire these things. Be hungry for these things. So if it's manifest in your sister or brother, you shout just as much as if it's manifest in you. Because the main thing is, it's happening. Yes. It's happening. Yes. And then God can manifest things in your life as it pleases Him. And all of us can have of these things. Now, the second one, as the first one, we desire the gifts of the Spirit. The second one is the doorway into this Spirit-filled life is speaking with tongues. We saw that in Acts 2. That's how it began in the first days of the church. It's that way today. Brother Hagin said this, Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith. He said, the more I pray and worship God in tongues, the more manifestations of the other gifts of the Spirit I have. The less I speak in tongues, the less of the other manifestations I have. Speaking with tongues is the door into the rest of the gifts of the Spirit, of the spiritual gifts. It's the door. So here's two things we can do. What can we do? Desire these things, not just on Friday nights. Every day, every night. And what else? Speak in other tongues. Why? Because it helps you in yielding to the Spirit. And yielding to the Spirit in one area will help you to yield in other areas. It's the same Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. And it's no coincidence that Paul, who had all these manifestations in his life, said to one of the tongue-talkingest bunches there were, that church at Corinth, he said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. So you don't want to fight speaking in tongues. And you don't want to believe what somebody else said. Well, that's not for everybody. Not everybody can or supposed to speak in tongues. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. We've taught on this already. We said these manifestations fall into three groups of three. Three of these are speaking manifestations. Three of these are power manifestations. And three of these are revelation manifestations. And we talked about the speaking manifestations, tongues, different kind of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. And now we've been talking about the revelation manifestations. These are discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, and word of wisdom. Now, he said, covet earnestly the best gifts. Other translations say greatest, greatest gifts. And as we said before, in the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom would be the greatest. If you've never read after him, Brother Howard Carter was given a lot of revelation on this back many, many years ago. Actually, while he was in prison, God visited him and gave him revelation. And in fact, Brother Lester Summerall, he's taught much on this subject, but he attributes a lot of the revelation he got from the Lord through Howard Carter. Brother Kenneth Hagin, same thing. He quotes Brother Howard Carter. A lot of people that have been influenced by this revelation, it came through him. And there's books that you can get on this. But something he said about the word of wisdom that I wrote down, I want to read to you. This is Howard Carter, some things he said about the word of wisdom. He said there, well, first of all, he defined the word of wisdom as a revelation of the mind and purpose of God. Now see, word of knowledge is a revelation of something that God knows. Of course, he knows everything. And he, something that has happened or is happening, and that's too small to say it that way, but it has to do with knowledge of the past and the present. Any knowledge, all knowledge. But wisdom has to do with the future. You see that in the book of Proverbs. You see that in gospel remarks. And a word of wisdom has to do with revelation concerning the future. And involved in that, how many understand God sees the end from the beginning? Yes, sir. And he has a plan. He has the plan and his purposes and his will. Is there anything more valuable in life than to know God's will for your life, his plan for tomorrow for you, his path and way for you? Can you see why this is called the greatest gift? Well, listen to what he said about this. This is a quote from Brother Howard Carter from many years ago. He said, there is nothing greater than the revelation of the mind and purpose of God. The word of wisdom transports one to the very council chamber of the Almighty and affords a participation, however small, in the government of the universe. You see why I'm reading this? Since the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets, the smallest revelation of his purpose is more important than the greatest deliberations ever made in the councils of men. And such enlightenment becomes for us wisdom of the first magnitude. This, therefore, is truly the word of God's wisdom, the first and greatest of the spiritual gifts, the most marvelous of all the manifestations of the Spirit of God. Let us covet earnestly the best gifts. Glory to God. That's so rich, you probably want me to read some of it again, don't you? Don't just only hear the words, get the spirit of it. What are we talking about? Covet earnestly what? Well, in each one of these three groups, there's one that could be called the greatest of those. For instance, in the utterance manifestations of divers kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy would be the greatest. The Bible says so. Of the power manifestations, gifts of healings, working of miracles, faith would be the greatest. Of the revelation, discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom is the greatest. And if you wanted to say of all the nine, word of wisdom would be the greatest of all nine. Not to diminish the others, but just that this is so great. What is it? Let me read it again. He said, the word of wisdom transports one to the very council chamber of the Almighty. Amen. Wow. Council chamber. Of the Almighty. And affords a participation. He puts in parentheses, however infinitesimal. But affords a participation in the government of the universe. I know that sounds huge. But all you got to do is look at the Bible. Has God included people in the Bible, in his counsel? Did he allow them to plead the case, to pray, to participate in what was going to happen. Now, a lot of people will tell us, oh, no, God is sovereign and God is all powerful and He's going to do what He's going to do without men. Doesn't make a difference what we do or don't do. It's not true. Don't you believe it? The Bible says something different. He involves us. All you got to remember is He's the Father. What do good fathers want to do with their kids? Include them. We're being groomed for leadership in the kingdom of God. We're being trained to rule and reign with Him throughout eternity. Aren't we? And so He wants to include us in what He's doing. Well, how could we be a part? We don't have a clue what's going on. Or what He wants to do. Or where He wants us to go. He said, the word of wisdom transports one to the very council chamber of the Almighty. Affords a participation in the government of the universe. He said, the smallest revelation of God's purpose is more important than the greatest deliberations ever made in the councils of men. How many understand you can go and ask everybody and their brother and first and second cousin and neighbor what they think you ought to do? And you can read people's books and you can deliberate it and you can talk about all the pros and all the cons and all the positives and all the negatives and you can roll the dice, you can flip coins. But one word of wisdom, oh, from the Father, eclipses and renders unnecessary all of this. And it's sad, so sad, that you got children of God, born again men and women of God, calling psychic hotlines, having their palms read, trying to get somebody to look into the crystal ball for them, killing roosters, having readings of all different kinds. Friend, the Bible forbids us as believers to participate in such a thing. And if we had any understanding of who's inside us, we wouldn't even consider it. Because we got the counselor. The counselor inside of us. And didn't the Bible say when He, the Comforter, is come, He's going to teach you all things. He's going to guide you into all the truth. He's going to bring to your remembrance everything I've said to you. And He will show you things to come. Is that the ministry of the Holy Spirit for every believer?
Yes, sir.
Then you should be getting some revelation about God's will for your future.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304G. That's R1304G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.